comfortable did you feel, you know, your first game of middle linebacker? I know you struggled a little bit in the preseason. Did you feel comfortable?
I felt a lot more comfortable last week, you know, because we game planned. We looked at the team a lot, and, you know, we studied the team for at least 6 or 7 days, you know, with a few extra days in because of, you know, how Shanahan runs a preseason for the starter. So I was pretty comfortable.
You feel like a middle linebacker now?
You know what it is, as far as linebacker, linebacker is linebacker, because in any formation or any situation, the Mike can be playing Sam, the Sam can be playing Mike, the Will, you know. So it all depends on, you know, the formation. But as far as middle linebacker, just a lot more communicating compared to the other ones.
It's a mentality, though, isn't it? You have to be a little
different? Yeah, a little bit, because, you know, you're in control of the group, you're lining everybody up, you know, everybody's looking towards you, you know, to get them going in the right direction.
As a unit, was there some satisfaction that you guys kept telling us preseason doesn't mean anything, don't worry about how we look then, that you guys actually came out and did a good job in shutting down an offense for the most part?
Yes, it was a lot of satisfaction. You know, we knew we were a special group, and we knew what the problems were. We knew the biggest thing with us was communication. You know, in the preseason, we didn't feel that teams were being more physical or just that much better than us. We felt like the things that they got, you know, they're good teams and they earned them, but, you know, a lot of stuff we gave up on our own just by not communicating.
You even said you yourself didn't feel totally comfortable yet, did you? But you didn't look at any time out of place as far as I can tell.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, it's all about scheming and game planning. You know, in the preseason, you don't do a lot of scheming or game planning. So, you know, you have a pretty good feel of the teams, but you really don't know what they're doing in the preseason.
You look forward to Raider Week? I mean, is it just game two, or is it you've been here long enough to hate the Raiders?
You know what? I'm from the Bay Area. I grew up there. I was a Raiders fan, so, you know, I don't look at it like that, you know. I just look at every opponent that we play that I'm just trying to get my team a victory.
Did you go to Miami with Everett? Were you guys there together?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What was it like for you, A, when you saw that, and B, then
you know, when it happened and they carted him off, you know, I didn't think it was that serious. I thought they were just being precautious. But after the game, I found out, you know, what happened. And, you know, I was a loss for words. After the game, I called a lot of guys that we went to school with, because I know a lot of them didn't know what was going on. And, you know, guys called me and asked me questions, and I just told them all the information that I knew. But, you know, I'm happy that, you know, the outlook is a lot better than what it previously was, and I hope he gets well soon.
As a guy whose job is to make big sticks, I mean, how do you not think about what you saw? I mean, I know it's your job not to, and it's instinct, but you almost saw a guy killed. You know?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of rough, you know, when you think about it, it kind of puts everything in perspective and lets you know that this is just a game, but it's also a dangerous game. But, you know, that's my profession. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing since 7, 8 years old. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and continue to play the way I play.
Since Al, about 9 months ago, you guys have seen 4 ambulances now as a team. You guys have gone through, and aside from the other stuff, you guys have gone through more mentally than any other football team.
Yeah. You know, a lot of ambulance, but, you know, it's a violent game. It's a violent sport, and you gotta, you know, be ready for that. Not saying that when it happens, you know, you're supposed to just keep going and move on like it didn't happen, but, you know, everybody knows the precautions of the game.